brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have wide open phones today. It is the 26th of February, 2007. We've almost exhausted the second month of 2007. As we fight the New World Order toe-to-toe in mortal combat for this republic. All right, big broadcast lined up today. Wide open phones. We only have one guest joining us from the Project for New American Citizen briefly at the bottom of the next hour to talk about how 9/11 Truth went out last Friday to confront Barack Obama. And they basically took the little speech over with a giant banner. There were several other signs in the crowd, and the media was flipping them off and cussing at him and getting extremely mad. It did make the news, but several of the other newscasts shot him from weird angles so that the signs wouldn't be evident. And then the Project for New American Citizens, a local UT group, went out yesterday to the destruction of the Intel building that never got completed when Intel pulled out of Austin in 1999 during the dot-com bust. It's going to be a new super federal command bunker. I guess you could call it a globalist embassy. That's all these federal command centers are to basically command and control the enslavement, the tracking, the domination, the destruction of the country. They're going to build one of those there, but they blew up the old Intel building, the husk of it, and they couldn't even blow it up. Controlled demolitions, planted for weeks. I can't believe I hadn't heard about it. I got back to town yesterday. I went out of town for a few days with the family, but we did have some folks down there with cameras, I'm told, the PNAC boys, and I can't wait to see that footage. We did see it on the news, and they bombed it with controlled demolitions and couldn't bring it down. And then that happens, I'm told, about one time out of ten. So even when you have precision and have weeks to plant the bombs, it's hard to bring them down. But fire magically did it on Tower 1, 2, and 7 on 9/11. And we have the NIST engineer later that I'm going to be getting to. In fact, they played this clip when PNAC put on the big speech I gave at UT to a packed house of over 900 people, over 100 turned away. It was a great event. Again, they're so active. This is exactly the type of leadership we need against the globalists. They played this clip before my speech, and coming up later, we'll play the head of NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, saying there was no molten steel, but then we played video of the molten steel and video of firefighters saying there was molten steel, and then have him saying they didn't even do any scientific investigation because they know it would cause it to collapse. Pretty amazing. We'll be playing that when one of the PNAC gentlemen joins us, Project for New American Citizen, kind of a pun on Project for New American Century. Huge Oklahoma City developments at the end of the week and over the weekend. We now have portions of the sealed federal documents that have been unsealed. Huge reports up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. We'll be going over that in the second hour as well. In the meantime, Friday they met, and we have the aftermath of it, as well as a Lou Dobbs report that we'll analyze. This out of the Canadian Free Press. North American political leaders meet in Ottawa, this time for a public SPP meeting. We'll be breaking it down and going over their deceptions. The White House is gearing up for an attack on Iran. Headline, U.S. generals will quit if Bush orders Iran attack. American Armada prepares to take on Iran. U.S. funds terror groups to sow chaos in Iran. These are all mainstream headlines. U.S. funds terror groups to sow chaos in Iran. U.S. forces in Iraq say they found more Iranian-made weapons, but the thing they announced 3 weeks ago turned out to be a fraud. This is probably another fraud. Also, report, three Gulf states agree to IAF overflights en route to Iran for an attack. Democrats reinforce war on terrorism lie. Iran fired a research rocket, and they tried to claim it was a weapon. The media did. Our troops left to suffer in these mortuaries that double as VA hospitals. It's all coming up today. Masses of news and info.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, since we interviewed the lawyer who went and interviewed Terry Nichols, one of the supposed co-conspirators in the Oklahoma City bombing, there have been major new developments that is coming up at the start of the next hour. We'll also have wide open phones throughout the 3 hours today. We've gotten the sealed federal documents, portions of them now unsealed. We broke that Friday on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and a special report is out today on it. Target Iran is really heating up. The preparations are getting clearer and clearer, with Israel making preparations to go ahead and strike the Islamic State. We will be going over that for you. Also, a bunch of really important Big Brother on steroids news. And a ton of clips that we're going to be covering on a host of issues, including a 60 Minutes piece I want to break down and analyze several clips from, where they interviewed soldiers last night who were current enlisted soldiers who were decrying the war. You'd think it was anti-war, but only to a certain level. So we'll analyze and decipher this propaganda as well. But let me tackle this now. I did take off Friday to go spend a couple days with my family. I basically have to just leave town to spend any time with my wife and children, so I do that every month or so. But I ended up working because I had to get online and read about the SPP meeting. I had to, of course, sit there and read lawsuits and declassified documents and unsealed federal records, and I had to call lawyers and find out that, indeed, he had gotten the judge's authorization to release some of this. I'm not whining. I'm explaining why we're just now getting to this. We get so busy in this office that somehow only JonesReport.com covered in any way that the SPP was meeting on Friday. We learned of this with our guest on Thursday. It had just broken that day that they were planning to have this meeting. It was done very covertly, but it was semi-public, and some demonstrators did rush the stage and basically expose the whole thing as a fraud. They were there in Ottawa, scene of last year's Bilderberg Group meeting, basically trying to sell us on this North American Union. So let me go ahead and go through the best report I've seen of, what, there's 10 different newspaper reports, several TV reports out of Canada, almost no news coverage in the United States other than Lou Dobbs on CNN Friday, and that clip's coming up in just a few minutes. Headline, North American political leaders met in Ottawa. Now, before I go any further, there are three leaders in cabinet positions of each nation that go and chair the governmental meeting. That is generally the Secretary of State or their counterpart in the other government. Like here, it's called Secretary of State, and it's the same in Canada and Mexico. But then they have Homeland Security Director, and then they call that Security Affairs in Canada. But it's the counterparts of the military, of Homeland Security, and of the Secretary of State. Of the three governments, under the SPP documents that we were able to get via FOIA requests that were released in January from the September meeting last year, the first agenda, go read it at judicialwatch.org, the first agenda was secrecy and how to keep the secret from the public and how to stop it from leaking. It did leak. One individual who was there sworn to secrecy, a press reporter, because they let in a few of them to try to co-opt them, refused to go along with it, blew the whistle. So we learned of the secret meeting with over 200 CEOs and large delegations from each government. It was a governmental meeting setting policy. Secretly. Remember, the president signed this in March of 2005 with Fox and Martin of Mexico and Canada, and the SPP agreement is still classified, and FOIA requests have been ignored under national security reasons. So Congress, when you call them and they say, we know nothing about it, some of them are telling the truth. I mean, most bills are not even read. In fact, our own downsized D.C. show that's on weekends here on Genesis, Mr. Babka, his main focus is trying to get legislation passed. He is a slash lobbyist. Is to make them have a law where they've got to read the bills. They pass 5,000-page bills no one's read that the insurance companies or Big Pharma write, or in the case of Animal ID that's written up by Monsanto and a few others. They literally write the law, come in and give it to the politicians. It's not read. It's put into action. And then moron, dumbed-down civil servants go out and enforce it. It's just off the charts. But I'm already digressing. The point is, when we read this, it's literally nothing but lies, but still the lies are so transparent. This is a good article. It is 10 pages long from the Canadian Free Press, big national publication. Headline, American, North American political leaders meet in Ottawa. United States Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice chats with and shakes hands with Canadian Foreign Affairs Minister Peter McKay before they start the Security and Prosperity Partnership meeting in Ottawa Friday, February 23rd, 2007. That's the photograph under it. This is by Jennifer Ditchburn. Top North American ministers deflected criticism that they had consulted only big businesses for their talks on trade and security rules, suggesting Friday there are different venues for public interest and labor groups to raise their concerns and suggestions. This is because they had the secret meeting last year, and literally the CEOs go in, and then they basically have it all written up to aid them and aid in monopolies and consolidation. And we have the documents on that as well, and then suddenly every TV ad you see, everything in the culture is Miss North America, or, oh, the new North American, you know, Excellence Award, GM Saturn, just everything's now North America, North America, North American Union, North American Integration. Now just suddenly they're all parroting it. They all get together, they get on the same page, they go out and push the agenda. It's all about consolidation, the opposite of free trade, the opposite of a free market, the opposite of middle classes. That is their sworn enemy. Let's continue. The Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP, is an ongoing dialogue between Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Oh, it's a dialogue to find more common ground on issues ranging from border security to emergency preparedness. That's martial law. The group has an arm of business leaders that provides myriad recommendations. And the CFR wrote up the SPP plan in early 2005. It was implemented word for word from the documents we've gotten. So they write it up and it becomes law, just like the Hart-Rudman Commission wrote up the plan for Homeland Security, and their 51 recommendations have all been implemented. They wrote that up a year before 9/11. They get up on TV and they say we need to use this disaster for a new world order. They are the government. They write the laws, and then it's given to Congress or the Parliament, and it's passed, period. No discussion. Or if the Congress won't pass it, they just have agreements and have the presidents get together and sign a secret agreement, and it's just done anyways. The average cop on the street doesn't even know what the, say, Seventh Amendment is, so they'll go off and enforce it. There's no law there. Just like there's no law you got to take vaccines, they'll still come snatch your children and feel good about it while they do it. The group has an arm of business leaders that provides myriad recommendations but has no form and formal mechanism for consulting the public at large. The first agenda was secrecy. Go read the WorldNet Daily article. It's the best one I've seen from January that boiled down the secret documents that were released under FOIA. Or go do your homework and read the hundreds of pages at judicialwatch.org. The SPP was struck by the leaders of the three countries in 2005 to enhance the continent's competitiveness. Oh, what's wrong with competitiveness? Just like NAFTA and GATT are so competitive. But for at least the first year, received little attention with their dry talk of regulations and cutting down on paperwork. Writing all the new regulations in secret. Recently, nationalist groups and politicians in Canada and the United States have raised alarm bells over the lack of formal consultation with either civil society or legislatures. And it continues, some of the issues ministers discussed during the meetings included finalizing a North American plan on dealing with flu pandemic and another for common regulatory environment in all three countries. So, new environmental laws, environmental crime laws, environmental tax laws, fossil fuel tax, that was in the four-year documents. This is just off the charts. And then notice, if you go read the pandemic flu plans or the SARS plan or the anthrax plan from top off two and the dark winter drills they had in 2000, you will learn that it means foreign troops in all three countries from each other's nations and UN troops and mass quarantines. This is martial law. This is unifying their martial law grid. So some of the issues the ministers discussed during their meetings included finalizing a North American plan on dealing with the flu pandemic and another on a common regulatory environment in all three countries. And remember, Army Times a few months ago reported, oh, if we're attacked by terrorists, yes, the Mexican troops will come into America. See, this is all part of that, too. But NORTHCOM's now over the whole North American continent. It continues, that could include common food safety rules. That means European-style, super stringent controls to consolidate and regulate animal ID, you name it. Listen to this. Canada currently has more stringent rules for fortified products. That means vitamins, Codex Alimentarius, restricting vitamins, folks. See, there it is. Insiders say the value of the SPP is that it puts the weight of ministers and national leaders behind projects that might normally languish for years among bureaucrats. Well, when they say bureaucrats, folks, they mean they're using the bureaucracies unelected to do this through executive power. This is actually shutting off the legislatures and the people and due process and the constitutions. So see, but the average person reads that, oh, it gets rid of those bad bureaucrats. No, it puts the bureaucrats in command. The issue of public consultation was at least identified during their meetings. In a final statement released by ministers, they said that they discussed the importance of transparency and communications with stakeholders and the public. No, in the FOIA request from last year's meeting, the first thing was how to keep it secret. Go read it. See, everything they say, it's the opposite. They say it's to stop bureaucrats. It puts the bureaucrats and the corporations in control. They say it's to... it's just incredible. We'll be right back.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Your calls are coming up. The next segment, we're going to play this short Lou Dobbs clip concerning the SPP meeting. But let's go back to the Canadian Free Press and go over this report. This is so important. The issue of public consultation was at least identified during their meetings. In the final statement released by the ministers, this is last Friday, they said that they discussed the importance of transparency and communication with stakeholders and the public. We also heard the word common ground. This is all Delphi corporate technique developed in the 60s. This is where they tell you they're listening to you, but then you have absolutely no input. They just, quote, say they're listening to you. When you hear stakeholders, that means global corporations. Oh, they have a vote too. Yeah, they own the government. The NDP leader, Jack Layton, raised the issue during Friday's question period in the Commons. By the way, we do have this tape from C-SPAN. We'll be airing it later in the week, clips of it. The fact is, these discussions were worrisome to all Canadians. They have been incredibly secret from the get-go, and there has been no public input. Repeat, no public input, Layton said. The government has not sought out the opinion of the parliamentarians, that's the elected representatives, or the public on it. Of course the conservatives think they know best. So they make it a conservative-liberal thing because it's the new conservative government. The liberal government did the same thing. The SPP's business arm, oh, there's a business arm to the new government. No one elected the bureaucrats, and the politicians were bought and paid for by the business arm, so it literally runs the show. Oh, the business arm. See, they have something to say. They're criticizing everyone. The business arm. The non-governmental organizations. This is all Agenda 21. All UN. The SPP's business arm, called the North American Competitiveness Council, rejected the criticism as misguided. Oh, you're misguided. Saying that there was nothing secretive about their work or that of the partnership, Tom D'Aquino of the Canadian Council of Chief Executives said there hasn't been public input because most people aren't clued into the issues. Oh, we're just stupid and we're stupid because in our society this is never covered because by design we've been made ignorant. How do we take a lot of issues that are really quite important but frankly quite boring, they're not terribly exciting, if this is boring, don't be involved, and bring those to the public light so that people will discuss them? All I can say is that the more of the discussions that we have, the better, and probably the faster than it will be to get results. The council tabled a series of recommendations to the ministers, many of them removing and revolving around the situation at the borders. And see, they had a big propaganda event. Because you read the SPP four-year releases, and again, the best article I've seen was written by Farah of WorldNet Daily in January. I'm saying that because Steve Watson's listening. He's going to write a big report on this. He uses my research and his own research, and we collaboratively don't even have time to talk to each other on the phone, so we do it here on air. This isn't just for the audience. Very weird radio, but people like it. And this is real war room, folks. We're actually here in the war room breaking this down. So, Paul and Steve, I forget the exact headline on that. I read it 2 weeks ago on air. It came out about a month ago. It was extremely powerful. And the reason I say that, because it was bullet point by bullet point, I went and read most of the four-year released hundreds of pages of documents. But for you, just get the WorldNet Daily. It had most of it, and then integrate it with this new info. But then also link to the judicialwatch.org subsection that has two different filings and releases of four-year documents. And the reason I say that is SPP says, oh, we need to be public, we want to be public. But the first thing they did, again, was say this has all got to be secret, and they were clearly running the meeting. How do we take a lot of issues that are really quite important, but frankly quite boring, they're not terribly exciting, and bring those to the public light so that people will discuss them? All I can say is that the more of this discussion that we have, the better, and probably the faster that it will be to get results. The council tabled a series of recommendations to ministers, many of them revolving around the situation at the borders. They were critical of the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, the American plan that will require passports at all the ports of entry. The report urged the governments to come up with a low-cost, secure alternative for continental security, it goes on, which was the plan all along, which the UN has announced, which the Homeland Security has announced, a continental security border with a mix of Mexican, Canadian, and U.S. customs with no internal borders. That's the plan. But again, they grandstanded at the public meeting, claiming the whole meeting was about helping the economy and stopping terrorists. That's all they're trying to do. But you read the four-year documents, none of it has to do with, quote, terrorists. It's all about how to consolidate wealth, how to destroy the middle class, how to keep the North American Union secret. So there's my basic analysis of that. Big report coming out on Infowars.net or PrisonPundit.com. I'm not sure which one tomorrow on this, integrating it all. We're going to come back and give you Lou Dobbs' research on this, and he even interviewed Ron Paul as his expert, the presidential candidate. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Jane. How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. I tell you,
drink my wine.
I got depressed yesterday. I rarely get depressed. But again, it was just the beauty of just the happy people I see as I drive down the road, the moon up during the day, the blue skies, all the good things in life, and all of the meek things and the ignorant things and the defenseless things who I just want to warn. And I got depressed over getting these sealed FBI documents, the filing that's now been unsealed concerning evidence of the government being involved in the attacks. I mean, we've always known it, but just you'd think I'd get happy as we prove it and nail it down and get more and more evidence, but it's depressing. I mean, there's people who will blow up daycare centers, who will kill children, and then there's all these stupid, ignorant individuals who work for the government and work for these corporations that are doing this who are compartmentalized and bottom line are part of the problem. And they're just so cowardly, they won't admit what they're part of. And look, this is what we do. This is what we research. We don't set about to prove our point of view on something. We wish we were wrong. And it's just so horrible what we're facing. None of us are safe while these globalists are in power. We're always going to have corruption. There's always going to be evil in the hearts of men. There's always going to be problems. But this current crop of elites, their fathers and grandfathers and mothers, literally funded Lenin and Stalin and Mao and Hitler, and they literally have engineered a world of just control and domination, and that's why they're in power, because they're ruthless. And I just, it's such a curse on humanity. And now Americans have gotten fat, dumb, and happy and very decadent, and my fellow Americans may know they're being lied to, but I don't think they realize just how serious things have gotten. We're going to go to Mark and Mike and Ron and Alakai and Mike and others here in just a moment, but here's Lou Dobbs Friday night talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership having a public PR stunt meeting where they claim it's about stopping terrorists and helping the economy. When you read the globalization documents, it's about consolidating and lowering standard of living. It's about annihilating any competition to the elite. It's about securing their monopoly of power and control over humanity and putting a high-tech cashless society surveillance grid into place designed by the Pentagon and MIT. With behavioral recognition cameras on every street corner in your house and on your computers, the Houston police chief again calling for cameras in everyone's homes. I mean, cameras in bathrooms everywhere. This is not freedom. Here's Lou Dobbs. We'll analyze this clip and go to your calls.
Mexican truckers apparently will soon be hitting American highways. The U.S. Department of Transportation announcing a plan that allows Mexican trucking companies to begin making deliveries in the United States. That is, if the Bush administration has its way and follows through on an announcement made not in the United States, but in Monterrey, Mexico. Bill Tucker's here to tell us it may be one more example of trade trumping security and national interest.
Load up in Mexico and just keep trucking past the border crossing into the heart of America. It will be the first time Mexican trucks and truckers will be allowed on our roads since 1982. And for the first time ever, U.S. truckers will also be allowed the same access to Mexico's highways. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters making the announcement today, saying the authority to launch the program is granted to the DOT under the North American Free Trade Agreement. It is not a program that sits well with the leader of the Teamsters Union.
What's happening here is that the Bush administration is buckling to the pressure of Mexican business and the Mexican government and U.S. business to have cheaper trucks and cheaper truck drivers on the highway at the sacrifice of American safety on the highway so that corporations can make more money.
The pilot program is scheduled to be a year long and to begin in roughly 60 days. Democrats in Congress have no intention of letting the program proceed unchecked. Representatives Peter DeFazio and James Oberstar, who lead the House Transportation Committee, put out a statement saying, quote, "Under NAFTA, the U.S. has consistently compromised its environmental and labor standards. Now we're being asked to risk the safety of citizens on highways and in communities where these trucks will travel." DOT officials respond saying Mexican drivers will be required to meet the same regulations as American truckers and truck companies. Both congressmen are promising hearings. On the Senate side, Senator Patty Murray sits on the Senate Transportation Subcommittee, and she's promising hearings on the DOT's actions as well. Now, the announcement does have one significant concession from the Mexican government. For the first time ever, U.S. inspectors will be allowed into Mexico to conduct inspections of trucks there. And under the terms of the pilot program, DOT officials, Lou, are promising that 100% of the trucks involved in this program will be inspected to see if they meet safety requirements.
You know, I can't say that as I think about this government, this administration, and what it is doing to American working men and women in this country and their families, the way they're proceeding with the North American Union, this integration, so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership, what this administration is doing, I wouldn't believe a word anyone in this administration said about anything.
Well, and there's significant questions about whether they can, in fact, the United States, we can inspect all of those trucks, because there are roughly 17,500 truck crossings every year, Lou.
this is, it's unconscionable. And the way this administration is behaving, its conduct is rising to a level of recklessness and disregard for the American people that I think is bordering on the unacceptable. Bill Tucker, thank you very much. Top-level meetings in Ottawa today to hammer out changes in border security, the energy grid, and regulations among the United States, Canada, and Mexico. That, too, part of an effort to integrate the economies of the three nations by 2010. The plan is moving quickly at the highest levels of our government and, of course, at the highest level of corporate America, without congressional oversight and certainly without, in most cases, public knowledge and certainly without public approval. Christine Romans now examines the agenda of today's meeting and the implications for the United States as a nation.
It's called the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
This is a broad agenda that is going to make life better for our people. It is the only way that we can achieve security and prosperity for our people is through this cooperation.
We recognize today that the issue of security is intrinsically linked with economic and trade flows.
It's all about cooperation amongst our neighbors.
Three governments working closely with 30 big corporations called the North American Competitiveness Council. This diverse group of companies presented a wish list to its governments, quote, improving the secure flow of goods and people within North America. From breakfast cereal to food safety inspections, cutting red tape, quote, minimizing minor differences between standards and regulations between three countries. Another priority, integrating the energy grid. Business, a driving force in the SPP. The Canadian Public Safety Minister was asked, where was the input from the citizens of the three countries?
That type of thing happens in different venues on a host of other occasions.
Similar concerns in the U.S. It's a process designed to move forward without congressional approval. SPP architects maintain it's not necessary. Some members of Congress disagree.
They may well be doing something decent and good. Who knows? Maybe there are some benefits of these things they're suggesting. But to me, it's sort of a collusion between secret government and big business, and I don't like what I see coming.
He and other border security advocates see a move toward open borders. They point to business community statements like today's, quote, any tightening of the borders between Canada, Mexico, and the United States threatens to erode the North American advantage created by NAFTA.
The criticism of the SPP and its mission spans the political spectrum. Here, conservative groups like Judicial Watch fear an attack on the sovereignty of these countries and they'd like more transparency into the process. On the left, in Canada, are those who fear a move to undermine their health care and their food safety rules in favor of lower common standards between all three of these countries, Lou.
There is, of course, a wide range of choices to make here when one talks about examples of the arrogance of this administration and the abuse of power by this government in a nation that is, after all, a representative democracy, or at least it once was. But for that minister, the Canadian minister, to respond that happens in other venues and on other occasions, the fact is, there is no role for the consent of the governed in this process.
And that's exactly what the critics are saying. They'd like to know where their role is in this, especially since it's designed to transcend politics. No matter who's in government, no matter who we vote in, this is something that's meant to move along on its own, and that's something that concerns people.
It should more than concern. It should infuriate. It should mobilize anyone who cares about something as archaic as a nation state called the United States of America. This is absolutely reprehensible conduct. And to what level it rises will depend upon, I suppose, to the extent they can get away with it, what happens next. Christine, thank you. Christine Romans. That brings us to the subject of our poll tonight.
And then, of course, in the high 90s, people are against it, just like we're against the toll roads and existing roads, just like we're against the open borders, just like we're against the Iraq war. And they just say, we don't care. Shut up. We have men in black uniforms and black masks. If you give us a problem, they'll microwave gun you down on the streets. They'll come to your houses and blow your guts all over the wall. Do you understand? Shut up. We're the New World Order. We run things. Take your vaccines. Eat your GMO food. And shut up! Okay, fine. Enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to get worse and worse. You like globalization devaluing the dollar by almost half? You like globalization destroying your country? All right, let me start at the beginning with the trucks. Number one, the trucks have been here for at least 4 or 5 years, okay? Driving on I-37 or I-35, there's Mexican trucks all over the place. Period. That's the bottom line. You can see it everywhere. I've been on airplanes, you know, flying to Chicago, and I'm sitting next to a guy who's sitting there before we take off from Chicago back to Austin, and he's sitting there for 30 minutes while the plane waits on his cell phone giving orders to his Mexican truckers. And I say, where are you based? I'm based in New York. How many trucks you got? It was, I forget, hundreds. And he goes, yeah, they're all Mexican. It's based in Mexico, and they drive from up through Texas all the way to New York and all points between. And he was just laughing about it. But, oh, see, that Bush is now going to do it. You're now going to get a national ID card. You've had one since the early 90s. You're now going to have a North American Union. It's been going into place for decades. You're now going to. It's just on and on and on. And these sick freaks are trying to make mandatory new vaccines in Canada, the U.S., and England, where the live virus attacks your brain so that you never could use drugs again because it won't make you feel good. But yeah, because it ate holes in your brain. I know I just threw that in. It's because, I mean, it's Twilight Zone. I mean, they're talking about making us take vaccines that eat holes in our brain. It's mainstream news. And we're all just acting like it's normal. All right, let me get back into what I was saying. Number one, the trucks are already here. They say that U.S. trucks will be allowed into Mexico. Oh, really? Last year I was down in Costa Maya, Mexico. We took a bus trip to see some of the pyramids. And we got stopped, and the bus driver had to pay off the military with machine guns. And they were stopping another bus coming the other way. Okay, that's how Mexico is. Oh, yes, our inspectors will be down there, and our trucks will go down there. And you know what? When they take the trucks wholesale and just steal them, it won't be on the news. It just won't be. Maybe Lou Dobbs. Oh, that's our friends to the south. And they say it's a pilot program. Again, nothing pilot about it. By the way, you notice it says our inspectors will be down there. Yes, and under the North American Union, SPP, they'll be up here. In fact, there'll be a port at Kansas City where the Mexican government will search the goods coming in from southern Mexico all the way to the U.S. Again, this is globalization. Our regulators are down there. Their regulators are up here, vice versa with Canada. And this is the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's the bottom line on that. Notice Condoleezza Rice said it's the only way we're going to have security and economic success is if we have this integration. It's the only way we're going to be safe. It's security and prosperity. It's just, by the way, it makes it harder for citizens of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. if they do it legally to migrate back and forth. Unless it's a selected worker group out of Mexico or any of the third world nation who are allowed to come in on unlimited work visas under the plan. So, see, under this plan, is it easier to go to Canada? Is it easier to get into the U.S. now if you're above board? Oh, no. It's a nightmare. So, again, more controls over us, more regulations over us, but the illegal aliens, you don't have to show ID to get a bank account, housing loan, or car loan. It's a joke. But don't worry, the state police are out there with their radar guns everywhere, you know, keeping us safe on roads designed to drive 90 miles an hour, so you got to drive 70 all bunched in big packs of cars wrecking everywhere. They've done German studies. It's safer to actually drive and stay away from other cars. Now they give you tickets if you're driving in the fast lane, not even blocking anybody. They're just out there radar gunning everyone, feeling good, because they tell the agencies, there's no money. There's a deficit. We've got to increase enforcement. New York in the last 3 years has upped its, quote, spot checks and searches 5 times from 90-something thousand to over 500,000. Every other state has more than doubled. All the small things. Don't wear a seatbelt, go to jail. Seen smoking, go to jail in your car. Seen on a cell phone, go to jail. Cameras everywhere, scanning us. It's going to be maximum enforcement on everybody and making things that were civil now criminal penalties. You're going to have point systems already going in, 3 tickets. They randomly take your license or charge you thousands of dollars. They don't even tell you exactly what they'll do. just hellish micromanagement. Kids getting frisked and checked. Got to show ID and be thumb scanned to get in a lot of the schools now. Thumb scanning for school lunches. Thumb scanning for library books. Being searched, being controlled. Cameras in the bathrooms. Our journey to enslavement is now heating up. We're getting deeper into the murk now. Deeper into the tyranny. Deeper into the control. And the illegal aliens are exempt because they're part of the North American Union. Again, I don't even blame them. They just want a better life. But the point is, it's part of the globalist plan to drive down wages and break this country up. And they selectively enforce what sheriffs in Vermont and Tennessee and other places go, yeah, we arrest the illegals. The state police arrest the illegals. And it's catch and release. They're just given a form and under any fake name and released. And they haven't ended that. They've expanded that. And you can't get Border Patrol to come pick them up. Because there isn't the funding. But the state police will pull you over, boy. Need to do a search of your children's safety seats to make sure they're in properly. How you doing, child? Is your mommy and daddy nice to you? They hadn't been hitting you or touching you, have they? This is just normal to be interrogated on the side of the road. After all, 9/11 just happened. We gotta keep you safe. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at mercurywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Could be the local breeze.
Welcome back. All right, I know I haven't gone to your calls yet. We're going to do that now. Coming up, we're going to give you a brief report on Barack Obama getting confronted at a big rally on 9/11 Truth here in Austin Friday. Then yesterday, they blew up the Intel building, and with the controlled demolitions, couldn't even blow the whole thing up. But, oh, 9/11, excellent job they did. Let's go ahead and go to Alki in Hawaii, then Mark, Mike, Ron, Mike, and others. Go ahead, Alki.
Hey, yo, Alex, I think you pronounced my name right. What did you say again?
Alki, is that correct?
Yeah, I called you like, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Remember me? Probably not, right?
I don't know if I do. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think these are the two strongest arguments. Like, these are the two top smoking guns that truthers should push when they get onto, like, Fox News or CNN or talk radio or other media outlets trying to talk about 9/11. Because these are, like, I think these are the two best arguments in my mind. Yeah, okay, I'll say them. You know the New York firefighters, the police officers, and the first responders that have gone public saying they were told, get back, 7 is going to be brought down? That's the first point. And the second one is the hijackers being trained at U.S. bases. I think those are the two ones that I think have the best chance at actually convincing people.
And by the way, both of those are admitted. The hijackers admittedly were trained in covert operations secretly. The heads of bases have gone public, but it came out in the mainstream news, but they never got covered again.
Yeah, I know. Like, those are the ones that you actually have names of people.
You know what? I tend to agree with you. I've said that I think the hijacker issue has been way overlooked, and I try to make that a central issue.
All right. Oh, and that's basically all I want to say, but also something else. I'm tired of, what is that? You know about MSG? It's like in almost every food now, MSG. And
oh, right, listen, you can hardly find potato chips that don't have it. You can hardly find any processed food that doesn't have it, and it's horrible.
I've searched the whole store, and I couldn't find anything. It's a deadly poison. When you give it to cats or dogs or mice, their brains go hyperactive and produce massive amounts of the hormone that causes your body to produce more fat cells. And it even kills your brain cells by making them
more hyperactive. It's an excitotoxin. But,
yeah.
You know, we've had top scientists on. Don't believe them. Cell phones are good. MSG's good. GMO foods are good. Doesn't matter if all the reports say it kills you. Just enjoy. The government loves you. Thanks for the call, Alki. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, bro.
Hi.
I believe it's in Ezekiel that it is told that, you know, like Ezekiel, you're a watchman on the wall, and you're sending out warning, and if the people don't heed it, then their blood is on their own. You are discharging your duty. So, you know, you've called out a warning, and the warning is that the enemy is within our own gates, that it's not out there. You're routinely in my prayers. And I was wondering, what can I help Ron Paul? I've been trying to get in touch with other people about the DVD. I've got a DVD burner back-to-back with a DVD player on my desktop, which is handy for me, copies, and I want to see about getting something that promotes Ron Paul and what he's about.
Well, here's the thing. He has a small office and small staff. They're doing the exploratory committee now. He's going to run. He's just trying to get everything lined up. He's got to jump through all these regulatory hoops. He's going to be running. Anything else you want to add?
DoYouLoveJesus.org, letter U, and...
Stay there. I'll just come back to you. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.